With the holiday season comes the spirit of giving. Well, what if you lived in a place where people give their gifts, their time, their favors all year round, expecting nothing in return? It exists. Kenny Cooper of member station WHYY reports on a movement known as Buy Nothing.
Lansdowne is a one-square-mile town in southeast Pennsylvania. It's home to more than 10,000 people and a thriving gift-giving economy with 1,400 members on Facebook. Buy Nothing Lansdowne is an offshoot of a growing nationwide internet campaign known as the Buy Nothing Project. The rules of participation are simple. As long as you live in Lansdowne, you may give, receive, lend, and borrow items or even acts of service for free, no strings attached.
You're able to, you know, purge yourself of items that you no longer need and know that they'll have a use in someone else's home.
That's Diane Echternach. Her mother-in-law, a lifelong Lansdowne resident, recently died, and clearing out her home has been tough. Echternach posted a Give in the Buy Nothing Facebook group, and her neighbor, Anna Gavin, who's also a page administrator, responded with interest. Soon, they were face-to-face on a cold Thursday morning, Gavin receiving the benefit of some silk scarves and pencils, Echternach receiving peace of mind.
I love my Buy Nothing community and wanted to see some of her items remain in Lansdowne. So that was, you know, definitely helpful for me.
Gifts and ask, as they're called in the group, can be as small as the scarves and pencils to as grand as entire furniture sets and even refrigerators. They can also be practical, like a ride to the train station or even friends to bike with. While members of the group may come for the goods, Gavin said they stay for something completely different, connecting with their neighbors.
I lived here in Lansdowne for 15 years, and we knew our immediate neighbors. We didn't know them well, and then we had kids, and then we, you know, kind of saw some people who had kids, but again, we didn't really connect that much. And then I joined the Buy Nothing group.
The Buy Nothing project began in 2013 when best friends Liesl Clark and Rebecca Rockefeller noticed waves of plastic washing up onto the shores of Bainbridge Island, Washington. They diagnosed the problem as overconsumption and waste, or simply put, too much stuff. What started off as a neighborhood social experiment to limit buying and throwing away things quickly grew. Bainbridge Island would soon see several Buy Nothing groups pop up, Clark says.
It's a much more sort of sustainable way of being, but you are weaving this web of interconnectedness that becomes more and more sort of intricate, but more sort of fascinating over time because we come to know each other through our stuff.
Since then, the project has taken off in 44 countries with more than 4 million participants in 6,800 Buy Nothing groups like the one in Lansdowne. Colleen Johnson of Buy Nothing Ambler, Bluebell, Lower Gwinnett, neighborhoods just north of Philadelphia, says that part of the benefit of being an administrator is being able to see the inner workings of other groups. That's where she saw her favorite thing gifted.
Someone's relative was going into hospice, and he wanted peanut butter Girl Scout cookies. And it wasn't Girl Scout season time, and one of my members had them in the freezer. And so I took them from her, and I drove it to her. And she brought it to her relative, so it was like a little train. But we were able to fulfill someone's last request and didn't cost anybody anything.
Acts of generosity and gift-giving may have slowed down a bit early in the pandemic, but it brought out the best of Buy Nothing Lansdowne. Take mother and daughter Jillian and Caroline Lancaster. Both are self-employed graphic designers. Caroline was bored, and her mom needed help cleaning out her Lansdowne house. So Caroline moved in. They soon found a way to leverage the generosity of Buy Nothing to assist the Lansdowne community. With the help of their neighbors, they fashioned their porch into a makeshift food pantry where people could drop off and pick up food. Caroline says she believes that giving should be thought of as an act of service to the community.
And it's so nice to reframe giving instead of a reciprocal thing. Like, I'm giving you something to show you how I care about you. It's just kind of, you're my town. You know I love you. So let's take care of each other. Why not?
For Here and Now, I'm Kenny Cooper.